Yeah, I mean, it's exciting, you know, to get back around the football environment, around the guys in the locker room. I know everyone that went off did their own personal thing, but just you miss one another. And, you know, it's fun being around the guys laughing and joking again.
And there was a pretty dramatic change in the way you guys trained, your nutrition program. A lot of things were changed by Mike last year and the staff. How do you think that's going to help you in another year involved in this?
It helps you out a lot, just your nutrition, just the way you eat helps you out, not far as on the field, but just your life, really. So it really helps us out the way we perform on the field, and looking forward to it. All the guys are bought into it, and we've seen the results last year.
Did you notice a big difference in that whole practice change last year, you know, going on Saturdays instead of Fridays, and the way you train even in training camp?
Yeah, it helped out. I mean, you didn't see as many injuries, but as a football player, we're here to do a job. So whatever the head man plans for the schedule, I mean, we're going to do it, and that's our job. That's what we're here for.
Morgan, so much turnover in the defensive backfield. How confident are you in the guys you guys have? And now you're sort of the elder statesman stepping up to be that primary leader now.
I'm very confident. I mean, the guys that were here that left, I mean, we're going to miss those guys. Just the brotherhood we had with those men. But, I mean, that's what the NFL is about. It's about the next man up, making the most of your opportunity. And I'm pretty sure guys are excited and ready to step up and prove themselves, and including myself, had to step up. And we're looking forward for the challenge, and it should be fun.
Steve, Morgan, with that team, how much are you guys going to miss Jermon Williams? I mean, he was one of the kind of the leader back there helping all you young guys when you came in the league. How much are you going to miss having Jermon Williams around that locker room?
He's going to be missed. I mean, he was like a big brother to us all, and not just what his play was on the field, but just the way he carried himself as a professional off of the field. And a lot of guys, we respect him for that, and like I said, a lot of guys looking forward to stepping up, and it's going to be a fun year.
Randall said the Seattle game motivated him to do an extra rep and extra stuff. How much did it motivate you, that game, in the offseason?
I mean, it was very disappointing, but, I mean, you got to put that behind you. You got to move on. You don't use that as motivation. You use as motivation is getting better going into the next year. Find things that you can get better from last year and work on that and improve and try to find a way to get better going into this year.
Morgan, what do you think of the transformation you guys have made in the safety room with obviously bringing in Han, you know, obviously the Packers and Ted thought enough of Sean to match his offer sheet. Well, what do you think about that group you guys have now?
It's a fun group. I mean, you got Ha, Sean, Micah, Banjo, Gene. So it's a fun group, man. I mean, we compete every day. I mean, we wish the best for one another. We push each other, not on the field, but in the weight room. And we have a great bond, and we're led by a great coach and Coach Perry.
Morgan, I remember Jermon had yoga. I think you had, like, distance running maybe last year, a couple seasons ago. You try anything different this offseason with your time away?
I did my distance running. I worked out with my trainer, worked on my quickness, and I had my son work me out. He's playing baseball, so I tried to do a little cross sport. I mean, he's probably a little better than me, but I did the best that I could do out there helping him out for baseball.
How old is he?
He's 5, about to be 6.
And he's better than
you? Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good, but I don't tell him that. So sometimes I have to be a little hard on him so he can't win.
Morgan, with the draft coming up, what do you remember about draft day for yourself?
I just know it's mixed emotion. I mean, one moment you're excited. Next moment you're nervous because you don't know where you're going to land. And next moment you're mad because your name haven't been called yet, but... I mean, once you get that call, man, it's a blessing. It's a great feeling. And to get the experience with my family is something I remember.
Morgan, you know, we asked Randall a couple of questions about Seattle. You got one just now. Will you guys talk about that game at all when you're together, or is it only when we're asking you about it that it comes up?
Yeah, it's really more so when you guys ask about it because, I mean, at this point, I mean, it's way in the past now. I mean, it's nothing you can do about it now. Only thing we can do is just regroup. Because right now we're a new football team, and each year each team has a new identity. So we got to find ways to build and grow and try to build our team identity.
Did Mike say anything about it at all when he talked to you guys, even in passing of saying, you know, moving forward and putting that behind you or no?
No, I mean, that's long gone. Right now we're focusing on the 2015 Green Bay Packers, and that's our main goal going into this year.
Gordon, what do you do the first couple weeks of this conditioning program? Are you able to look at any kind of film? Do you do that, or you just focus on your conditioning aspect?
Yeah, you do. You work on your conditioning, and a lot of guys, you've been working out, so it's just really getting back around the guys, building that team unity. But most importantly, you watch film and focus on yourself. Find things that you did well, find things that you didn't do so well, and get a better understanding of the playbook and find the ways that you can help the team out and get better.
Morgan, I think you guys have like 63 or so players on the roster right now. What percentage of them are here right now working out with you guys?
Pretty like all the years I've been, we have a great turnout. I mean, it's a lot of guys here. I mean, I can't really count on my finger, but all the guys participate and all the guys are all bought in and are willing to push each other and willing to help the team.
Morgan, why do you think that is? I mean, I know that there's also financial components in your contracts that might help that motivation a little bit, but why do you think guys are like that?
I feel here we have a close bond, and I mean, it just guys, once we leave from the locker room, guys are still together, and that's what you miss, and that's a key component for a good football team is that team bonding and that team relationship, and we have a brotherhood in that locker room. And everyone really genuinely cares for one another and want to see each other succeed.
After a good year last year, what's next for you personally, do you think? What do you want to accomplish?
I want to just continue to improve and get better physically, mentally, improve as a leader, and do my job and be accountable on the defensive side of the ball.
You know, you and Ha had those interceptions at the end of the year. Is that maybe a sign that might be of things to come, do you think, with you guys?
Yeah, that's just a sign of just the defense putting you in position to make plays. I mean, if you do your job and you where you're supposed to be, I mean, your opportunity will come. It's just all about catching the ball and making the most of it.
The way the roster is right now, much of the team is the same as left Seattle. Do you feel good about the team right now or in the offseason workouts?
Yeah, I feel real good. Like I said, we're all happy to be back, and we're excited about going into the new year, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned the quickness. What are ways you can work on your quickness this offseason? What have you done?
Just different things. I get on the quick board, do a lot of footwork drills, run, work on my speed. I mean, I'm not going to tell you all my tricks now. So give you a little preview.
Morgan, is most of the work you do before you come here harder than what you'll do here? I mean, do most guys train harder when they're
It's about that. I mean, here we do it. I mean, Coach Vlad does a great job of training us hard here. So he gives us the platform. We just go home and just run with the plan that he gives us and continue to keep that intensity so that you don't lose a step when you come back.
So what time did you get here today and what have you done so far today? Can you just give us an idea of what today's like?
I mean, it was basically like your typical early morning, around 7 in the morning, did our physicals. I had our team meeting and completed our first workout.